If you're in that situation, though, where you're like, look, I have been learning a lot. I've been learning so much that I probably haven't been taking much action. Like, if you're in that boat, or you're in the boat where you just don't know what move to make next, it's funny how fast the moves get clear when you decide to go pitch. Even if you haven't done it yet, what matters, what actually matters, rises to the surface. Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Sales Funnel Radio. I'm very excited for today. I'm actually driving over to our studio in about 45 minutes here. I'm doing a pitch, and I'm very excited. And, you know, pitching is such a deep sport. You know, there's so much that it gives you, not just in terms of cash. I'm not just saying that. Like, of course it does. And I really believe that the one metric that you really need to watch is your pitch volume. If you don't have the amount of money you want, like, just pitch more frequently. But, you know, it's interesting. So I got up this morning, and Marley and I just spent like the last like 6 hours on the script, and this is our fourth time doing it. And I was not planning on doing an episode here while I was driving in. But the reason I am is because just something continues to pop up. And that is that how much I learn every time I pitch. And I don't just mean like script wise, you know. I learn how to teach my subject better. I learn more epiphanies, more ways to do it, simplicity. Honestly, yeah, certainly we'll add things. I'll add things that feel like they've been missing to the script, to the pitch, but I add so much in the form of subtraction. Like, it just gets more and more simple every time I go do any kind of pitch or any kind of event. And I think it's one of the major benefits you get by continuing to pitch the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. In fact, there's been many times where, you know, if I feel like an offer is stagnant, or like I'm stagnant, totally happens to me also. You know, like, I'm like, oh man, I'm not progressing as fast as I want to be right now. Pitching has been the thing that has solved it. And it's not just from a money perspective. It's been because you're going out to the marketplace and telling everybody, hey everyone, I'm gonna go pitch this thing. And then you go write the pitch, right? In that order. Because with interest, there's just the power of a deadline, man. And you go and you put that deadline out and you say, hey, look, this is gonna be what I'm gonna go do. And I have now no other option. But what's funny is every time I've gone in, same script or a different one, you know, if it's a different script, it's mental birth. I mean, every time it feels like mental birth whenever there's a brand new pitch to do. It gets easier, but it's still birth. Like, coming up with a brand new thing every single time. There were some times, in fact, this is about 5 years ago now. It was this weekend that I was asked to speak at, I think it was three events on the same weekend. And it just so happened that they were, like, geography-wise, kind of, like, close to each other. I only had to skip one state. And so I went and I probably should have started this podcast with a story. This just popped in my brain now, though. I went and did the first pitch. This has happened a couple times, so my brain is, like, mushing together, like, four or five of these occasions. Basically, what happened is I'd go do a pitch. I'd write an entire perfect webinar script, make up a brand new offer. All right, put the offer together, do the pitch in front of the audience, and then I would go back to the hotel room and literally immediately start writing a brand new offer with a brand new pitch because I was going to do it the next day at the next event. And, you know, these are brand new offers and with brand new webinars. I've written a full webinar script in a day many times, like many, many times. And it is mental birth. It's mental hernia every single time you go do that. But it does get easier. But as I look backwards at all the times that I, like, brand new thing for brand, it, you know, it's not to say that there wasn't, of course there was value in it. It was mat time, it was practice. But I think it's a greater skill. Like, you learn more. You learn more of the subtleties of what makes a script great when you just pitch the same thing over and 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 over. And not only are you being guided by the market on what to do and not to, in the form of complaints, stupid comments, maybe a refund. You know what I mean? That's all stuff guiding you. That's not negative. That's a map, right? That's just a map. Those are milestones. And, you know, just little tiny They're waypoints. How about that? And so when you realize that, you're like, oh, wow. First off, failure is not really real. Second off, anything that might be perceived as negative is actually, funny enough, a gift, but only if you treat it that way. And, you know, when you're pitching that frequently, the same thing over and over and over again, you obviously get better at the pitch, but I feel like, and this is the reason why I wanted to do this podcast, is if I feel like there's a lack of movement or momentum in my business, there's a lot of ways I can get it. One of the most effective, though, that also helps the wallet is to go do a pitch. And so I'm saying this because, like, if you're listening to this episode right now, and I'll end this soon because I don't want to ramble on the same point too long. But if you're listening to this episode now and you're like, look, Stephen, you teach a lot of stuff. In fact, there was someone at Cashflow Mondays last week, which that show is free, by the way. It's a live video show I do every Monday in my group. But this person in there was, and they're like, hey, I have seen tons of your videos, but I have never once put a funnel out. And I was like, well, that's a problem. That's right. That's on you. Get to hopping, you know. But if you're in that situation, though, where you're like, look, I have been learning a lot. I have been learning so much that I probably haven't been taking much action. Like, if you're in that boat, or you're in the boat where you just don't know what move to make next, it's funny how fast the moves get clear when you decide to go pitch. Even if you haven't done it yet, what matters, what actually matters, rises to the surface. And all the crap about what should my logo be, you know? I still like logos, obviously, but that junk kind of falls to the side because you realize that's not exactly what you got to go do to like actually use the scripts the way they're meant to be. The right stuff floats to the top. All the garbage that we like to distract ourselves with to push out the next time you go pitch or whatever it is, you know, that stuff sinks down. And so that's the whole point. That was the realization that I had this morning as I was getting just for 6 hours going through the script again. So going through it, I was like, oh man, yeah, what about this? Ooh, you know what? Let's add a few more of our, you know, our testimonials in here. Let's put this in. Oh my gosh, over here, there's a big throbbing red, you know, issue that we got to look at. Uh-oh. But I forgot it was there. I forgot how big of a massive issue until I started doing the script. Does that make sense? That's my point, is like, there's so many benefits to just consistently pitching the same thing over and over again. Automation is sexy, sexy, sexy. It is so sexy. And to tell you the truth, like the challenge that Marley and I just ran, the 5-day challenge that we just did, we were planning on automating that already, but just doing it just out of this last time alone, like there is so much that we learn, so much stuff in terms of simplicity for the audience, simplicity in the way we teach it, simplicity in the way for execution and the speed to success for the customer. There is no way I would feel good automating what we've done without going and doing it again and putting on the best heckler hat that I've got and making fun of our own thing, listening to the market, finding the holes, blowing holes in on purpose. You know, your thing is not perfect. None of our scripts are ever. All of them can use improvement until you got 100% conversion rate 100% of the time, which no one ever gets. So there's always improvement, right? Obviously there's a time and place where you can kind of like let it go and actually automate. But man, my best webinars, I did them live near 20 times with like, you know, the amount of effort it takes to remake it every single time in between. I mean, I really, 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 the same script, the same pitch over and over and over and over. And until you can memorize that thing, until you can do without the slides, you know what I mean? Until you can do it. And it's not about the fact that you can say that. It's all this.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode. Stuff you learn on the way. It is not the same script every time, while it is the same pitch. Does that make sense? You're pitching the same offer, but little things in the offer might shift. Little things here might shift. What really is changing though, besides tweaking the offer, unless there's something like massively wrong with the offer. When you got that sexy offer though, what you're changing is the way you tell the same story. Ooh, there's another detail in that story that I need to add. Oh, you know what? These three slides, they do nothing for the actual, although it was the story, it doesn't do anything for the pitch or the listener. And frankly, we can get to the epiphany faster. Let me just remove these three right here. Let me, you know, put that and working it, right? Staying in it, the mat time, that piece of it. So valuable. And then besides all that, that's like the obvious stuff. I feel like the other part that is not as obvious that was my epiphany this morning was like, look, if you're lacking momentum, literally schedule your next pitch, actually tell your marketplace, regardless if you're ready. In fact, it's better if you aren't. Then watch all the things that are important bubble to the top and all the things that you probably were distracted with and making you feel not momentum in the first place sink low to the bottom because it doesn't matter. And in this way, consistent pitching is actually one of the ways that the marketplace guides you in what you need to do, right? I mean, I've often said that I always thought, that when, especially in college, we kind of were taught that you had to be kind of like a genius freak to win entrepreneurship. Much less, you know, internet marketing. And but you have to be like a genius. You got to come up with something that no one's ever seen before, crazy offers that no one's ever heard of, the most ludicrous stuff, the biggest, oh my gosh, is he really going to add that in twos? And I really thought that it was going to be, I thought that that's what it was. And it's because I was being taught. And then when I started doing the internet marketing game and then I left college and all that, I started realizing it's, yeah, there's some places you got to be unique. Find some way to be unique in the marketplace. Absolutely. But you're really being guided more than you're being a genius, right? You got to be like one standard deviation away from the norm, and that's unique enough. And so you realize if that's the reality of it for almost all of it, you really just got to listen to what everyone else has done. What has everyone else been doing? What are the things, not that you're copying them, you're modeling them very different, right? Just because they're all different brands of cars doesn't mean the shape of a wheel is different. It's all modeled after the same shape. You see what I'm saying? So I'm saying that because I'm looking at all these cars right now in traffic. Standstill traffic. Gotta love it. Well, I guess I'm at a light, but it's standstill. Anyway, that's my point. If you're feeling lost, or you're like, I don't know the next steps, or I don't know what the next 3 months of my business calendaring looks like, or I don't know what my next campaigns are going to be, or I don't know. Just go do one. Do it in the next like 2 weeks. You know, do some kind of pitch, whatever that is. Doesn't need to be some massive event. Do a pitch, watch the most important things rise in what you deliver to the market and how you fulfill to the market. All those systems, all the marketing, all the messaging, the stories that matter, collecting the right stories from your audience. Like those are the things that matter. And that's what bubbles to the top the moment you choose to go do a pitch. And then when you do it again, it just gets more and more clear. And that's why the confidence goes up. I'll say this as a final thing. I had a very dear friend of mine reach out recently and she was like, Stephen, you and like the other big people in this industry, you seem to move with this sense of confidence that is so high that when you tell someone, hey, go do X, Y, and Z, it's not like you're guessing, you darn near know. Like, you know, there is a knowing that you have, and that's how she described it. She's like, you have a knowing that it's going to work. And I said, it's not that I know it's going to work. It's that I have a very, 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 very clear template of what it takes to not work. You know, I've done,
And it's because of just the number of repetitions. And I heard a quote once said, competence equals confidence. If you're not feeling confident, you probably aren't competent enough, right? And what does that take? Just practice. Just doing it over and over, realizing that it's not always going to work. And that's fine. You're just putting in mat time. And there's so many benefits to the consistent live pitching. I'm not saying don't automate. Certainly automate. 100%. We automate everything. This is the first time in my entrepreneurial career where more money comes in without my effort than with it. Right? It's like, oh, interesting. Like, we're automating. It's working. It's awesome. It's a real business. It's not as dependent on myself or as Marley. It's awesome. Super cool. That's not to say we still don't do live pitches. We automate like crazy. But the benefit of doing the lives is so monumental. I don't know. I feel like I'm just being brought back to the focus of it. Like, okay, how can I integrate live pitching far more into my, you know, into my business and so, and into my revenue? And so you'll see me begin to do that a little bit more. This has been on my mind a little bit for a while now. So I'll be doing a little more just live webinar pitches. You know, not only is it good for the business, it's good for the clarity. I also just miss it. Gosh, I miss it. I'll tell you, the one self-sabotage that I get stuck in is I like pitching and I got to get more comfortable with pitching the same thing over and over again. Because there was a time in my earlier years where I got tired of pitching the same thing over and over. And I think that's one of the reasons I made so many offers. And so I think the key is just the variety is in the nuances between pitching the same thing over and over again. And so, you know, I have, you know, YouTube Lead Machine, pitching that far more live and far more frequent. Super excited for that. Number two, though, I have just a handful of some of my legacy products and offers that I'll just never get rid of, like Internet Launch Secrets and Modern Downline and, you know, BTS Funnels, the NFT. Actually, those are them. Those are the four. And I'll probably start pitching those a little more frequently so you can watch what I'm doing to help automate the business that I kind of left. And anyway, it's out of pure automation too. I'm not working on it. I just want to automate it. So anyway, you guys are amazing. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Wish us luck. We're live in 30 minutes. And I got to tell you, I love the offer that we've done. We found a way to offer done-for-you YouTube video editing to every person. It's the craziest thing what we had to figure out on the back end for this. It's crazy. It works insanely well and it's awesome. And it makes it so that the client can quality control their own video as well. It's really interesting how we've pulled this off, and it's working. This is just the first I told you about it. We've been doing it for a little bit, but like, it's cool to see like, hey, we can edit every person. We can edit people's videos now as part of our program, our coaching program. We're like, hey, come into the program. We'll help install on your team with our really powerful DM Army software. And we just added a matchmaking service. So we'll find and train your DMer for you. It's super cool. And then on top of that, also we're editing people's YouTube, you know, a video per week for them. So it's super awesome. This is a very specific editing style we use to help our videos be more effective on YouTube. But anyway, so we're pumped about it. I think this offer is going to do really, really well and represents the what it will stay as, you know, offer for the next 5 years. I mean, I think we hit it. So anyway, all right, guys, bye.
One of my good buddies, Ben Moot, is still one of the best funnel hackers I know. The level of detail he pulls from his funnel hacks is frankly astounding. So one day I said, hey, Mr. Ben Moot, what if we went through every single one of the offers from the two Comic Club Award winners and see what we can learn? We'll look at all their funnels, their offers, the pages, and we'll see what patterns pop up. And so we did. And it took about $20,000 and a team of people 2 full years. We went deep. The entire goal is to show you offers that won. And you can buy the PDF of the entire thing for just $7 at offersthatwon.com or upgrade and we'll ship you out the beautiful 300-page book for the physical copy. If you want a swipe file of 109 offers that won, listed by category, price points, and industry with pieces of commentary and lessons throughout, and if you also want to see what offers are actually making a ton of money, this is the most simple $7 you will ever spend. Go get your copy at offersthatwon.com and be sure to check out the really cool free 2-hour video commentary that Ben and I did together on the entire book. It actually comes with it. Again, that's offersthatwon.com.